I have a longtime friend who I always call Joe the Mechanic. Well, over 30 years ago, my brother Mike and I got in a little over our heads in swapping a different engine into his pickup truck. My dad had suggested to us that he could call a heavy equipment mechanic that he knew from work, and maybe he would be able to help us out. Joe stopped by over the next evening after work to give us some guidance. Evening after evening, he would stop back to share with us his tools and advice until we had the project completed. And Joe would never accept anything from us for his help. As the years went on, I learned what a generous heart Joe also had for all those around him. He served in the Army in the Vietnam War. He's very active in his church, takes great care of his wife and his daughter, his many brothers, and his aging mother. Joe is the type of person who literally would give anyone the shirt off his back. A few years ago, I began to put the pieces together when Joe shared with me the story from his childhood. When Joe was about 6 years old, his father died, and his mother was so poor, she had to give Joe and his brother to an orphanage. It was there that the sisters formed him and educated him in the Catholic faith. After graduating from high school and joining the Army, his life of service to all those in need began to flourish. I finally realized that the brothers he was continually serving were his group of his many brothers from the orphanage. I believe this story is just as much about Joe using his gifts for the good of others as it is about the sisters who raised him. These sisters were given the task to raise these young children, taking care of all their needs. How difficult it must have been for these sisters to fall in love with each of these children, only to let them go. They took a huge risk in loving the poor, knowing it may eventually hurt to let them go. Without fear, though, the sisters raised these children knowing they may never see the fruits of their labor. I believe Joe the Mechanic shares his gifts without cost because the sisters modeled the same to him. God entrusts each of us with many possessions. As servant disciples of his Son, the expectation is that we use God's gifts to multiply their goodness in service to the common good. We labor and invest God's gifts to prepare our souls for the coming day of the Lord. Our gospel parable speaks of a wealthy man who, before setting off on a journey, entrusted his servants with large sums of money. He gave each one different amounts according to their ability. Now, a talent was an enormous amount of money in the ancient world. It is said that 5 talents was the wage of an ordinary worker for nearly 80 years. The quantity of talents given out indicates the boundless generosity of the master. But the money was not for their own personal enjoyment. It was meant to be used productively. Today's definition for a talent comes from this parable and now denotes a particular gift or ability which a person is endowed. In that sense, we have all been endowed with talents in varying degrees, or to use a word which St. Paul prefers, charisms. In either case, they indicate some distinctive, innate ability which is God-given. Now, the first 2 servants took their talents and traded actively with the money they had been given and doubled their original capital. The 3rd man, however, buried his money in the ground, as this was considered the most secure place in a pre-banking society. When the master came back, the 2 presented their accounts, and the master was very pleased, and they were entrusted with even more responsibility. Then the 3rd man came along with his 1 talent. He had not traded with it because he was afraid he was to lose the money. Ironically, he was the one who was given the least and from whom the least was expected. But even with that little responsibility, he failed to produce. It's not enough to simply return God's gifts just as we receive them. Rather, we should work to make them multiply as much as possible. As we hear today, the reward for a productive servant is to come share your master's joy. In other words, we'll be welcomed to the feast of heaven and earth. Every one of us has been endowed in some way, and as in the parable, some are greatly endowed and others less so. All that is asked is that we make use of that gift to the best of our ability, and not for ourselves alone, for that is to bury them in the ground, but instead to build up the kingdom and make a positive contribution to the community to which we belong. Now is the time for us to identify what those gifts actually are. And it is quite possible that some of us have never even given it much thought. We may see our Christian life in passive terms, just looking after ourselves, living in conformity to the commandments of God and His church, fulfilling our religious duties, and making sure to die in the state of grace. But doing this alone, in effect, is also burying our talents. Today's gospel makes it very clear that the far more is expected of us. We are expected to make an active and positive contribution to the work of the kingdom and also to our Christian community as the body of Christ. In practice, this means taking an active part in our church, in our parish, but most importantly, in making a contribution to the betterment of our society. The end of today's passage indicates that if we do not move forward and are not productive, then we may go backwards. We cannot remain passive in God's service. To do nothing is not an option. The more we give and share with others from the resources we have, the more we are personally enriched. If the sisters at the orphanage would have clung to their gifts and ignored the poor, my friend Joe probably wouldn't be the person he is today. This calls us to take the opportunity today to reflect on what are those unique gifts God has given us, and then ask Him how and to what end we are using them. In November of 2016, Pope Francis designated today, the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time, World Day for the Poor. He wrote, "It will be a day that will help communities and each baptized person reflect on how poverty is at the heart of the gospel." I would ask us to pray very intentionally today, today's prayer after communion, in which we ask our remembrance of Christ will draw us into deeper charity by taking time with those ministries of accompaniment and to discern how to more consistently practice the preferential option for the poor. I also invite you to start a new tradition and attend Mass here on Thanksgiving morning with your family. We will once again be collecting non-perishable food items and cash donations to benefit the St. Dominic, St. Vincent de Paul Society and their work with the Waukesha County Food Pantry. Please prayerfully consider joining us to acknowledge and pray for the members of the St. Vincent de Paul Society who consistently care for those in need. The church also suggests that beginning tomorrow, the days before Thanksgiving be set aside for deeds of charity, penance, and prayers for economic justice. Those who use their gifts and talents in the service of one another, especially with the poor and the needy, anticipate in hope to hear as the men in the parable heard, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Now, share in your master's joy."